That's what it's about. Amen. Let's go to the Word this morning. It's Father's Day. Amen. Come on. Y'all all right? You awake or not? All right? You all right? You ain't going to sleep on me, are you? And those nice chairs you got. Well, let me just ask you. Well, how do you like the place? You like the place? I mean, you come on. You like the place? Hey, I do. I could preach in a barn, you know. But I know that the Lord will use this to reach people for the Lord. Amen. He's going to use us. Because it ain't going to work unless you get out there and love on people. But if you do, and when they come to these grounds and walk onto this campus and come through those doors, we'll succeed. Amen. Say, and Inglewood's my town. You understand that, right? Can you say that? Inglewood is my town. You're not from here. I know that, unless you were born here. I understand. And it'll never be where you came from. It's going to have to be a decision you make that this is my town. I can be happy here. Amen? I can serve here. God can use me here. So over the years, that's what's happened in my life. So Inglewood's my town no matter where I go. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where I eat. Doesn't matter where I go. I'm always seeing people I know and that I love. Amen? Period. So I'll just give you some good advice. You just make this town your town. Be kind to people. Amen? Be honest. Don't be a crook. You hear me? Yes or no? And I'm going to guarantee you, God will bless you. He'll bless us here at this church. Amen. Are you listening? And we're not somebody we're not. We get to be us, right? Say. I love that. I love having a non-denominational church that loves Jesus, loves people, loves His Word. Amen. But don't really give a hoot how long your hair is. I don't have any. I don't care if you wear a dress or pants or whatever. I don't care what, you know, if it's a King James or a New King James Bible. We ain't going to fight about mess. It's crazy. Are you listening to me or not? Come on. We're here to love you and encourage you and teach you God's Word and grow you in the Lord. Amen? And if we do that without a motive to get somebody's money or mess like that, we'll succeed for the glory of God. Amen? Y'all hear me? Yes or no? All right, good. Just laying that out again. Here we go. Let's go with the message this morning. I'm excited about this message. And by the way, how you like that fancy screen? Can you thank the Lord that you can see? Can you say $30,000? Those curtains, that screen, and that big machine that's mounted way in the back yonder, you can't see it. It's better than a TV that you could get down at Sam's, one of the fanciest ones. The picture is clearer than those for the glory of God. Amen? You might say, why, Gary? Why'd you do all that? Well, things were drawn, things were drew up, and then Raj wanted us to have something good. Amen? And we did it debt-free, and guess what? We were able to go do it. Amen. So now you got it. By the way, that's paid for. Can we thank the Lord for that? Come on. Come on right now. You get to see, baby, my Father's reflection. Father's Day. That's the title of my sermon today. My Father's reflection. My Father's reflection. First message was on a fresh start. How to begin again when life's left you dead in the road. We do two different messages on Sunday morning. So if you stay with me from the first to the second, you're not going to hear the same thing. Here we go. Something new today. My Father's reflection. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle, over the earth, over everything that creeps upon the earth. God said, let us make man in our image. Say that with me. The word image is what? Help me. Y'all pitiful. One more time. The word image is what? Picture. It's what it means. And, help me now, the word likeness. So let's make man in our image and our likeness. The word likeness is the word what? It's the word similar. Let us make man. God speaking. God the Father. God the Son. God the Holy Spirit. Let us make man as a picture of us. Similar to us. Did you know you're made as a picture of God? You're made similar to God. No, don't get crazy on me yet. Hang on. Talking about my Father's reflection. So God created man in His own image, and in the image of God created He him. So that's what He did. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. See, you're not an accident. That's a bald-faced lie. Are you hearing me today? You're not a pile of slime. Doesn't matter what science teaches, because it's not science. It's science so-called. That's what the Bible says. Okay? See? You're not. You're very, very special. You're made in the image of God. You know what? Dogs and little creeping things didn't build this building. Men did. And women did. Who drew the plans for this building you're in today? Men did. And women did. Because they're made in the image of God and the likeness of God, and they can do incredible things. Are you listening or not? Say, hey, I love animals. But God has set you above that. You're very special. You hear me today? Okay? We're talking about my Father's reflections. The Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You might say, Clark, do you believe God literally breathed into dust and man became a living? I absolutely believe it. Of course I believe it. You think I'm going to believe the mess other people? Something blew up and there you are. It's the dumbest thing on the planet. Doesn't work with anything else, but it worked with mankind. It's just stupid. Excuse me. That upsets you. Be upset. It doesn't bother me. Maybe you'll learn the truth that you're special. You hear me today? Say, you're made in the image of God, the image of Almighty God. That's incredible, isn't it? Let's keep looking. So God created man as a what? A picture of himself to be what? Like or similar to who? To him. That's what God did. Now, guys, I grew up to throughout my high school years not knowing this. I didn't know this. I didn't know that I mattered. I didn't know that I had that kind of value. Amen? This is all news to me. Amen? So maybe that's you today. I'm going to tell you something. Does that ever make you incredibly what? You are valuable. You matter to God. Why wouldn't you matter to me? Why wouldn't you matter to us? Amen? Say, you matter to God. You're incredibly valuable. So now, but before we go crazy, you're made in the image of God, and you're made in the likeness of God, and you're like God, and you're similar to God. But before you go crazy, keep looking. I want you to chill just a bit. Help us now. We're going to keep moving, Raj. Here we go. God is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. You ain't. Okay, so go ahead and come down off your high horse. I mean, you're invaluable, but come on, I'm going to pull you down a little bit now. God is omniscient. He's all-knowing. You ain't, okay? Even though we act like we know everything sometimes, you don't, okay? So come on down a little bit. God is omnipresent. He's ever-present, everywhere, all the time. You know, you had a hard time just getting here today. You know what I'm saying? Okay? That's okay. God is holy. God is holy. He's absolutely, completely perfect. Guess what? Man ain't even close. We screw up all the time, don't we? Okay? That doesn't mean you're not special. It just means you ain't God. He didn't say we're going to make gods. Let's make gods. Okay? He didn't say that. He's going to make us like God. A picture of Him. Very special. Keep looking. So God did say, I'll create man in my image. And God did say, I'll create man in my likeness. Now we're going somewhere with the message this morning. Keep looking. Man will be a picture of me, and man will be what? Now if you're here today, say, Clark, you're boring me to tears. I already knew this. You need to hear it again. You need to always hear this is how you're created, how you're made, how God loves you like this. Amen? I'm special. How many sometimes in your life, somewhere in your life, you felt like a piece of crap? Excuse my language. Raise your hand. Come on. You know what I'm saying? How in the world can you feel useless when this is you, man? God made you. He loves you. Get your head up. Are you hearing me? Oh, yeah. It's good stuff. Got some football players. Coach, are you here? Coach, I thought I saw you earlier. There you are, Coach. You knew I was going to go screaming at some point, didn't you? It happens. Oh, by the way, Coach, I don't know if you know, but Coach Smiley was here in the first service. I got to see him. That blessed me. He's our senior, older coach on the team at the high school, and we just love that man. It was good to see him here at church. So my Father's reflection. Now the message. Here we go. Jesus said, now I want you to keep this scripture in mind. Now that you heard all that, listen to this verse again. A familiar verse. You're the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a basket. But they put it on a candlestick and it gives light unto the whole house. Say this verse, verse 16 with me. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your, keep going, and glorify your, who's in heaven. What does that mean? Keep looking. The word reflection, today's message, my Father's reflection. The word reflection, when you take your handy-dandy dictionary, which I have in my right-hand drawer, second one down, it means image. The word reflection means image or light. God made us to reflect Him. Say that with me. God made us to reflect Him. That's what He made us to do. That's exactly what the word means. I want to be the spitting image of my Father. Say that with me. I want to be the spitting image of my Father. There's something about a daddy and a mama too. When somebody comes to a dad or a mom and says, you know, I saw your kid the other day. He's your spitting image. You can't say something better to a daddy or a mama, really, when you look at him and go, you know what? Your kid's spitting image of you. Nothing can be said that makes our Father's heart happier than when people see us as the spitting image of our daddy. You hearing me? That's why He made us, guys. We've all fallen short of His glory. We've all sinned. We've all screwed up in life. But guys, this is your chance. It's your chance to shine, man. You got a life to live. You can shine for the Lord. Are you hearing me? All right, good. We're rolling then. So my Father's reflection. Clark, I'm listening. I got it. I'm with you so far. So here's the question. How can I reflect my Father? How can I reflect my Father? I'm going to help you with that. Today's Father's Day. But today is also like Shirley Clemens. Are you here, Miss Shirley? Where are you at? Wave at me. Miss Shirley said it's our Heavenly Father's Day. Amen. Can we thank the Lord it's our Heavenly Father's Day today? Come on. Aren't you? It is sort of special today that we didn't plan this day to get in our building, but it just so happened they're ripping out that high school, so we had to be out. The county has been a little tough with the county, and the timing worked out on Father's Day. Isn't that beautiful? Come on. Don't ever forget this day. Don't ever forget this message. I want to be the spitting image of my Father. Well, how can I do that, Clark? How can I reflect my Father? I'm glad you asked. Here we go. We're going with it. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my Father this morning. My Heavenly Father. My Father, say it with me, is what? My Father is love. If you've heard something else about my Father, it's a lie. My Father loves me. And my Father loves who? He loves you too. My Father's love. Hey, you know, Clark, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loves God is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knows not God. Say it with me, for God is what? God is love. Straight up in the Bible. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my what? Love, absolutely. God is love. The question is, wait a minute. He loved us first, right? We love Him because He what? One more time. We love Him because He first what? He first loved us. So the question is, are you loving? I'm asking you about your Father's reflection. Are you the spitting image of your daddy? Well, the question is, do you love people? Do you love people? Or when people don't just do it like you want to, you give them a piece of your stinking mind. You're not a good image of your daddy when the little girl at the Publix don't get it just right. She matters more than your order not just getting out just right every time, her doing it fast enough. Amen, say. Or your food comes cold when another country it wouldn't come at all. You wouldn't have any. We need to be our Father's image, guys. Are you listening to me? He's being mean on Father's Day. My Father loves people. You can have the biggest Bible. Some of the meanest people I've ever met in my life are Christian people. I'm ashamed to say it. I'm going to tell you something. If you're mean to people, I'm going to be ashamed of you. And if I hear about it, I'm going to probably rip you up one side down the other. Yeah, I will. Doesn't bother me none. Hey, Holly, are you here? Holly and Jeannie, are you here or are you here in the first service? No, you're right there. There you are, Holly and Jeannie. I'm not trying to be ugly. But Holly has for many years, and Jeannie as well, but I've been able to go to Mama's for many years. And they see some meanness because they serve. That's what you do. You see good too, I know. But I never wanted to be said that Holly or Jeannie would ever say of me, Pastor Clark was rude. Pastor Clark was unkind. That's not my Father's image. That's not my Father's reflection. Are you hearing me today? Did you know everybody matters? Say. Not just you. Say. Amen. Y'all listening? Woo. And Mickey, you've been in the restaurant business for how many years? Pretty rough out there, ain't it, sometimes? How about when somebody comes along and you serve them in your restaurants and they're kind and they're nice? You love that. Makes you want to bend over backwards for them, don't it? Isn't that the way it is? How many agree with that? Amen? Say. Come on. Come on. Yeah, come on. Come on. Love people. And I just said restaurants, but I mean, it could be all kinds of capacities of work out there. Amen? Anytime you work with people, there's going to be pains in the rear. God says, you know what? I'd rather you be a reflection of me, not a pain in the rear. Okay? Come on. So, number one, so God is love. Let's look at another. What's my Father's reflection? My Father. Number two, say that with me. He is love, but my Father is what? Say that a little louder. My Father is what? He's relational. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and here's Adam who He's created. He said, where are you? Adam, God wanted and had a relationship with Adam. And Adam said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Okay? But God created Adam to have a relationship with. Are you hearing me or not? Okay? The Lord God said, it's not good that the man should be what? Alone. I'm going to make him a helpmeet. And so man and woman form family. Amen? We are meant to be relational. Say that with me. We are meant to be what? Well, I just don't like people. I like to stand by myself. And it's just because you don't understand. You don't understand that God has created you in His image. He's created you to be with people. You're not hitting on all cylinders, man. You're not firing like you can fire. God wants you to care for people. He wants people in your life. He wants you to want to have relationships. You listening? Yes or no? When I'm in relationship with people and care about people and form friendships and certainly have a good relationship with my wife and a great relationship with my children, I'm shining God's light. Are you hearing me or not? That is God's reflection. He is relational. Henceforth, I have not called you servants, Jesus said. The servant doesn't know what his Lord does. I've called you what? Here's Jesus, the Son of the living God. Picked up some jokers in Galilee called the disciples, and he became their friend. Isn't that pretty cool? Did you know friendship is what we're about? Yes or no? Well, if they step on my yard one more time. Well, that's okay to be like that. You just look nothing like your daddy. You're looking a little more like your father, the devil. Excuse me. Amen. I want my Father's reflection. A man that has friends must show himself what? Friendly. And there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Guys, listen. I believe God wants you to have friends. I believe God wants you to have relationships with people. I believe it's the will of God for your life. I believe God created you for that. Not to say you couldn't have grown up not knowing how to do that, or backward, or jaded, or hurt. I know that can happen, but this is the will of God for your life, to have relationships. You listening? We want that at fellowship. You understand? We want to love on people. Why do we hug people? God is hugging people. Well, we love people. We want to make friends out of people, right? Say, do they have to come to church to be a friend? No! Everybody matters, right? God is relational. So are you relational? Here's the question. Do you care for other people? Well, I don't care for people, Pastor. Well, you're not looking like your daddy. Is this too elementary for us this morning? It's Father's Day. I want my father's reflection. Number three, my father is what? Uh-oh, come on, one more time. My father is what? My father's respectable. My father's respectable. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your what? In all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. My father is respectable. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, say it with me, our Father, which art in heaven. Say it with me. Hallowed be thy what? My father is respectable. He's someone I can respect. Alright? We're talking about my father's image and me being a spitting image of my daddy. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you're mindful of us? And the Son of Man, that you visited Him, you've made Him a little lower than the angels. You've crowned Jesus, that's who He's talking about, with what? Glory and honor. And us as well. He's blessed us, hasn't He? Say. Mankind. Blessings are upon the head of the who? Say that with me. Blessings are upon the head of the who? But violence covers the mouth of the who? Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Amen. Good. I think He wants us to know it twice. The memory of the just is what? The memory or the name of the wicked shall what? You got a stinking name? God wants us to have a good name. Yes or no? I know everybody's not going to think well of us all the time. I understand that. But overwhelmingly, people ought to say, very good of us. Amen. I want my Father's reflection. Here's what Proverbs says. You ought to memorize this verse, never forget it. Especially young people, especially. Listen to me. A good name is rather to be what? Than great what? And loving favor rather than what? A good name, a good name, a good name. Did you know my father has a great name? You know what they call him? God. Amen. Say, He is my heavenly Father. What's His son's name? Jesus. You understand? Well, you talk about integrity and honor. God says, I made you to be a person of integrity, a person of honor. You listening? So, are you respectable? I'm asking you today, do you love people? Are you relational? Do you care for other people? And here's the question, are you respectable? Do you choose to have a good name? Do you say no to cutting corners? Do you say no to cheating people in deals? Do you say no to that kind of crap? Are you listening to me, yes or no? Do you say no to that? I choose a good name. Keeping your word. Did you know when you keep your word, you might not think you're being a great Christian, but you are being the best Christian. You're showing such a light to a world that's crooked. Amen. Say. Amen. Keep coming. My Father's reflection. So we're learning this morning. My Father is what? How can I be like my Father? How can I be the spitting image of my daddy? Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. This is God. God is strong. He said to Joshua, have I not commanded you, Joshua, say it with me, be strong and of a good what? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. Amen. Don't go to sleep on me. You'll live. Come on. My father's strong. A wise man is what? Yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. The more I know God, the more I know truth, the more I know His word, the stronger I can be. God wants me that way. He wants me strong. Watch you, 1 Corinthians says, watch you, stand fast in the faith. Quit acting like weak men. Say that last part with me. Be what? Can we say that now? Come on. Be what? Be strong. Why? Because my daddy is. Amen? I think Mitch and Elise probably always looked at me as my daddy's strong. Now, my daddy's crazy. And as I've gotten older, my back has hurt me and I've had surgeries. I'm not strong like I used to be. But I hope they'll always look at me and think of me as Dad is strong. There's other ways you can be strong other than just lifting mess. Amen? We then that are what? We bear the infirmities of the who? And not to do what? No. See, God says when it's all about you and you think it's all about you, you're weak. Because anybody can do that. But when you look at others and you see others and you care for the needs of others and you give of yourself to others, you're strong, man. You reflect me. In the morning, I love this verse. In the morning, sow your seed. And in the evening, don't withhold your hand. Well, I gave this morning. Well, good, give some tonight. Amen, say. Well, I helped somebody this morning. Well, good, before you go to bed, maybe you can help somebody else. See, because that's the way my daddy is. My daddy's strong like that. Gets up early, works all day, works into the late time. Amen? That's my father. My father. He does not slack. He doesn't sleep. He don't slumber, baby. No. Amen, say. Strong. So the question is, are you strong? What do you mean, Pastor? Do you know the Lord is with you? I'm not talking about this kind of strength. I'm talking about deep down inside your gut. Do you know nothing will ever separate me from the love of God? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Do you know that? I am more than a conqueror through Christ. Do you know that? Say, who are you? Are you strong? My Father's reflection. I'm not trying to be ugly this morning, but if you hold up a mirror, do you look like Daddy? How am I looking today? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I want to challenge you, though, right? Come on. My Father sacrifices. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. My Father sacrifices. He that spared not His own Son but delivered Him up for how many? Us all. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? My Father sacrifices. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his what? That's what Jesus did. Lay down his life. So my question is, what does God look like then, Pastor? What does He look like? Well, He looks like this today. You know the Bible says no man has seen God at any time and lived. But they can see His reflection in us. You hearing the message today? Are you sacrificing? What do I mean? Do you give yourself for other people? God did. That's what He looks like. My Father's reflection. I could go on forever, but I'm not. I'm done. Y'all right? We had a big day today. It's almost done. My Father forgives. If you haven't heard anything else I say, I wish you'd listen right now. My Father forgives. My Father forgives. Come now, God says. Let us reason together. This is God speaking. Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as what? Come on, son. Sit down here and talk with me, God says. I know you've had a pretty rough life. And God says, I know there's a lot of mess. But it can be white as snow. I can do that for you. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Though they be red like crimson, they shall be what? Like wool. My Father forgives. Who is a God like unto you that pardons iniquity? You pass by the transgression of the remnant of His heritage. He retains not His anger forever. Because God delights in what? My Father forgives, delights in mercy. He'll turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He'll subdue our iniquities. And Thou wilt cast all our sins in the depths of the what? My Father forgives. Don't you love your daddy on Father's Day? Say, how you loving your daddy this morning? You feeling good about God this morning? If we confess our sins, God is faithful and He's just to do what? Forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. This is my daddy. But if you don't forgive, you light catchers out there and you reflectors, if you don't forgive, your Father, which is in heaven, will not forgive you your trespasses either. That's pretty strong, ain't it? I was in my office studying this week, busy as a one-armed paper hanger this week. I don't know if that's nice to say that, but that's how busy I was. But the Lord touched my heart right here. This is where He touched me this week. I got a touch from the Lord right here this week on this point. Are you forgiving? Do you forgive people? Do you forgive people? My daddy does. And I thought about it this week. What do I want Mitch and Elise to always remember of me? And now, Danny and Abby and Hannah. What do I want them to always remember of their daddy? I don't care about anything else, really. If they would say, my daddy forgives. My daddy forgives. That's what I want them to say of me. You know why? I got to thinking about it. If we can teach our young'uns and they can see forgiveness in us, they're free. They're free to live their whole life. It's when people hurt you. It's when bad things happen in your life. It can stop you. It can stop you. But if when those bad things happen and those bad people hurt you, you can forgive. It's hard. But they can keep walking. Are you hearing me today? Did I lose you? But if you got that baggage and that bitterness and that stuff hanging on you and then just you just can't trust and you can't do and you just always, you're dead in the water. So the greatest thing I want my kids to be able to say about me is my daddy forgives. Amen? Yeah, how you doing? Praise the Lord. How you doing today? Good? Praise the Lord. Can we say it? 1, 2, 3? Amen. Come on, get up on your feet with me. We're done this morning. Amen? But don't leave yet. We're going to close in prayer.